Blog Talk Radio.
International listening. We thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing. And I'm telling you right now, we are fired up, geared up. We are, my God, we are dissecting different things, scratching in the spirit, amen. Different things pertaining to, especially pertaining to the main part of our organ. My God, one of the main areas besides the heart is our brain, our mind. Amen. Because once we begin to articulate that and begin to understand that functioning and understand that working, you talking about some individuals, you're going to be determining your success. You're going to, no one is not going to be able to determine the amount of success that you're going to enter into. No one is not going to be able to determine how blessed you are. They can't determine it that anyways, but sometimes we allow people to get in that head, get in that mind, amen, and to begin to bring different frequencies that is not of God, amen. But we're going to get ready to dismantle that. We are already putting it into it. But I want to thank God for our families and our friends, especially in international waters. I bless God for you. We're going to begin to use a term this week that what Pastor Smith always called thinking, what is thinking. We got to get rid of that stinking thinking, amen. And the way we're going to begin to get rid of, we got to understand how it comes in, how it processes, and we can begin to remove it out of our life and put something in place of it that is going to give us some healthy perspectives and some healthy understanding. Once you know how somebody come in the door, you can block that door, I'm telling you right now, and you don't have to let them come in your door no more. My God, United Kingdom, we thank God for you. We thank God for our brothers and sisters all over the world. Listen, I'm already getting besides myself. Let me give me some proper etiquette right quick. I first give honor, and we thank God who's the head of all of our lives. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the first lady, amen. I thank God for her and our EVDM family. We thank God for you as well. And we thank God for our brothers and sisters in international water, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, Germany, my God, South Africa. We thank God for you all over the world. It is a blessing. It always a blessing. Once again, I said this on a couple of days ago. It's over 250 downloads per week is happening. My God, I just want to let you know it's just scratching the surface. Amen. Because there's no end time that when I get on and you really look at the time, I just be on about 20, 25 minutes at time. My God, giving you information that is a life-changing information. Amen. And I just want you to begin to inbox, correct, and find, get a hold to me, and begin to let's order and pre-order some things so we can go ahead and keep flowing, allowing the Holy Ghost to keep flowing in your life so we can keep breaking. Do you know that to attain blessings in your life, to attain different levels, different realms, do you know you need more information? Do you know? A person that is getting upset and frustrated with finances and different things, do you know that person just need more information? They exhausted all the information that they have, and they just need more information. That's why we could go and you need a job. What you need? Information. Well, if you need it, you need information. What is information? Information can give you some info about certain things so you could go and attain. You ask, girl, where you working at? Are you hiring? Are you hiring? You know, these are the type of questions we'll ask somebody. Where you working at? Is your job hiring? They hiring? Do they got position opening? And what you trying to do, obtain what? Information. Information to get what? A job. Get a job to get what? Finances. If you don't have the proper information, you're not going to execute the plan so you could get what you need. Amen? That's why it's very, very, very important. Right here in our very own town, our own state, United States of America, Nevada, California, Denver, all of you all, Massachusetts, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Canada, Connecticut, Delaware. My God Almighty, we thank God for you all. Texas, my God, we thank God for you all. Florida, right here in the state of Georgia, we thank God for you all. Like I say, this burn that I have in me, my God, you peoples of God, you give it to me. Because if you're going to sacrifice your time, especially on the East Coast, you're getting up by 7 in the morning, and now you're processing. And some of you probably like, this man is off the chain with this crazy stuff this early for all this information. Let me tell you something. If we could get your brain begin to work real early in the morning, guess what you just did? You just outbeat your competitors. Can I talk business? Can we talk business just for a second? function. If your brain can get geared up and begin to function, begin to work, begin to execute early in the morning, my God, the Bible talks about the cool of the day. If it begins to work, my God, in the cool where your competitors trying to get their thoughts together, they try, matter of fact, they just trying to get up and get the sleep out of their eyes, you already 100 steps ahead of the enemy. You already 100 steps ahead of the enemy. That's why you get on up, my God. Many people say, I'm not a morning person, different things like that. We all morning people. There's no such thing. That's a mind thing. Amen? That's just a mind thing. That's just something that we wired ourselves, and we got to get out of the ungrouchiness. Because when you are ahead of your competitors, the enemy got to try to, he's trying to run behind you other than you trying to run and get away from him. Amen. So let's get ahead of our competitor. I'm ready to jump, dive right on this, jump and dive into this morning. My God, I might have, because you know that time is always ticking, always get away. But before we go right on in, we're going to bring out forth our mother Jackson. God bless you to go ahead and prepare the way and get this ground tilled some more for we could go ahead and lay these seeds and lay this foundation. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you too, Papa. Yes. Lovely morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I come giving God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to you, to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to everyone at ADM Ministry this morning, God. Father God, we come to your throne once more, God. Give you the glory and thanking you just for another blessed day that you allowed us to start this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Hey, glory be to God this morning. Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name, God, because you are worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for watching over us all last night and up to this part, God. And as you touch and breathe down on us, God, giving us another opportunity for life. Oh, yet and still, oh, don't say, God, yet and still, we had a praise upon our lips, God, magnifying you, God. Oh, don't say, God, we thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, God. Thank you for the trials and the tribulation, God, that we go through, God. God, they only make us stronger, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in spite of all, God, just let us push like never before, God. Continue to stretch us, seek all about you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, all about you, God, we pray, God, this morning that you touch, seek all about you, God. Touch us this morning in a special way, God. Begin to shake us and all about you, let us cry out like never before, God. Oh, God, teach us to keep ourselves humble before you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we lift up everyone this morning, God. No matter what situation they may be in, God, no matter how they're feeling, God, let them know you said in your word you'll never leave us, Lord, about you, God, never forsake us. So that let us know that you are with us in all time, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our babies once more, God, as they go to school, Lord, about you, and back, God. Continue to put your loving arms around them, God. Send forth their angels in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. We cry once again. By your stripes, it goes about you. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your deliverance power, God. And about you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for that mind regulator, God. Thank you for keeping your hand upon our minds, God. About you, God. Well, we can think the way you think, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. All of us need you, God. In one way or another, God, we pray, God, that you give us a special church this morning, God. Begin to touch the laptops, God, the telephones, all of those computers everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, hallelujah, we cry out this morning, Lord, most shake, God. Stand up, most tender, oh God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every man of God, every woman of God this morning, God. We pray, Doug, that you continue to keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, Lord, most shake, God. Let them continue, Lord, oh God, to pour out your nature, God. Pour out the word of God. Say the most say to your people everywhere, God, that we can eat it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you open up our spirit and mind and our heart that we can receive your word, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, the most say, God, that we lift up every family member that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen it, deliver them, and set the captive free, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I realize, Lord, God, somebody might be weary right now, Lord, but I say, don't be weary and well-doing. Let's keep on pushing, Lord, God. I realize sometimes your body, God, get tired, but let your spirit be willing. That spirit of everybody, God, is willing, Lord, to constantly just push and push and push, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your love and kindness, Lord, God, that have drowned us this morning, God. So, God, let us push. Push, God. There's a place in you, God. We're just pushing on the Monday. Hey, want to get there, Lord, God. Want to get there, Lord, and constantly pushing, God. We shall get there, God. Thank you for bringing up, raising up strong towers this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Nothing but the blood of the God of Moshiach can make us white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, God of Moshiach, God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus this morning, God of Moshiach, God. We thank you, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. We got to have you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for, God of Moshiach, God, for loving us, God of Moshiach, God. Somebody need to be loved on this morning, God of Moshiach, God. Oh, but they're going in the wrong places to get loved on. Oh, did I see, God of Moshiach? It's Jesus that I know the heart. That Jesus is going to love you. He's going to both stand in the heart. He will love you. That's a pure Lord. He's going to know the most. It's no trick. There's no turnaround. Hey, the most. Jesus loves you just the way that you are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for coming in. Know the most, God. Sitting with us. He's going to know the most. Loving on us. Come and Satan with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, this morning, God. He says, we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name this morning, God. We just continue to say, have your way, Nicole Boshe. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, and also we add to the prayer that you're going to begin to strengthen the bodies and strengthen the body through the mind. For as we begin to dissect the word of God, the enemy will going to always try to attack individuals in their mind, cause them to be exhausted, cause them to be tired, to cause them to have all kinds of clutter, cause all kinds of stuff to come up. So we're going to attack the enemy back. We're going to attack the enemy back through us being strong towers. We stand still. We're not going to allow things around us, the things that is trying to penetrate, things that is trying to come over us. We are not going to allow it to come and enter in to begin to take us off a pattern, take us off the path, take us off the cycle that you have us on. We will not give the room to the adversary, because we understand the more information we get into our soul, into our spirit, into our minds, my God, that's the less, my God, the enemy going to have time to articulate different attacks on me. I become trouble to the enemy once I get more information. I become trouble into the enemy, not because of us raising our voice, not because of us, my God, we could plead all the blood. I become a threat. You become a threat to the enemy because of the things of the revelation and the things that God is revealing unto you in this day and hour. So therefore, Holy Ghost, once we understand that we become a threat to the enemy because of the information, because of the different things that you are pouring out into us, we declare and we decree that even more on today, we're going to begin to be a threat to the enemy. The enemy that tries to come in to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy that tried to come like the angel of the light. The enemy that is in wolf clothing but just come as like a sheep. The enemy that is trying to take my peace. The enemy that is trying to take our joy. The enemy that is trying to destroy prosperity that is due to me, due to you, that is in our life. That enemy, my God Almighty, we come against it in the name of Jesus by way of information that God is releasing from heaven that we could begin to articulate and execute in a profound way. We shall not be broke another day in our life. We shall not be unhappy in another day of our life. For the joy of the Lord is our strength in the name of Jesus, and it shall be and it will be in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We give God the praise and we worship his holy, holy name. Saints of God is very my God. We just give God the praise and we worship his holy, holy name, because his name is worthy to be praised. His name worthy to be praised. You got to understand how important the information is. Many of you, you own your job because of information. Information that you attained in conversation. And because you attained in conversation, you have something inside of you that says that I'm qualified to do this. I'm qualified to do that. Amen. You heard through conversation, you heard different things that went on. You heard, you gathered some information pertaining to areas that you need or areas that you want. Let's say, for instance, a job. You got information, you got in conversation. Conversation led to information. Information led to, let me check what I have inside of me to make sure I'm qualified to do this job. Amen. So once you gather the information, you begin to check in you. You begin to check your qualifications, other words, your degrees. You begin to check, do you have experience? You begin to check different things that are going to make you qualify or have a high percent chance or attaining what you need or attaining attaining the job. So therefore your education come in the background, college degrees, whatever certificate, different things that you have and you accomplish for the trade that you you're going through. That's why jobs, they want to know what are your experience. List your experience, your work purpose, your jobs that you have, because want to know your information, want to know what kind of experience that you have. That's something that deals with you. Amen. And once we begin to process the information and information begin to come out, the more information you have, watch this, it's the high chance that you could be qualified for the position. My God, if you don't have no information, how can you be qualified for a certain position? Now, I want you to catch this. Certain information doesn't pertain for certain things. Certain information doesn't pertain to certain positions. You hear me? My God, you cannot be a cook and thinking a cook, you're a top chef or you're the top line cook or you this different cook in this restaurant, my God, let's say Denny's, and now you want to go and work at a law firm. Because why? You're able to execute what? Food. You're able to, you know, different things, different diseases, cross-contamination, different things that would cause somebody to get sick. So now you want to legally work with, you want to legally be somebody lawyer. Amen. What you're going to do, you're going to get ready to not only mess yourself up, but you're going to try to mess somebody else up who you are working for. Amen. Because why? You have information, but what the information that you have is not to where you're trying to go or what you want to do. You in the wrong field. We have many saints of God like that. I felt the Holy Ghost just breathed on me then. My God Almighty, you have some information, but the information we have it, and we are not being affected because some of us are operating in the wrong field. And because we are applying things in the wrong field, because I like this, I like that, I like the sound of that, I like the sound of this, the prophetic gift or the prophetic office in these gifts, they are one that, my God, individuals just like it. I hear it. I want it. I possess it. Many people, oh, they say I'm a prophet. They say I'm this here. And guess what? We begin to articulate into the wrong way. And therefore, we have so many things that just turn off, especially you hear a prophet or you hear this, it's just turned off, amen? Because the field that the individual is in and trying to articulate in, it is wrong. So what you do, you begin to cause a damage. You begin to cause damage on individuals. You begin to cause damage on yourself. So instead of you having a time to where you are enjoying life, you are not enjoying it. What's happened is now you're in a place to where you got a bob and weed because you in some warfare. So my God, and some and the enemy get us into a place and bring our minds into a place where a stronghold, to where he's just and to where we just stubborn, to where we just cannot submit to humility and understand that and just come with humility and humbleness and just say, this is not my field. You know, this is not my field. But now we got to, we get to the place to where we have to prove something to somebody. That is a Lucifer spirit. That's exactly what Lucifer tried to do in heaven. He tried to prove that he could run things up in there. And God proved that there's only one could run things up in here, and you got to go. Amen? Amen. And we're trying to prove something to somebody for the sake of embarrassment. We don't want to be embarrassed. And that happened a lot into the kingdom of God. God, amen. That happened a lot with different leaders, different individuals. They go into this thing to where we begin to what? Prove ourselves. We want to prove this. We want to prove that. I want to prove to you that God is blessing me. I want to prove to you that God is answering my prayer. I want to prove this. And we spend so much time trying to prove to individual other than trying to humble to the Lord. My God, can I get an amen on that
amen.
One? We spend so much time trying to prove ourselves, prove our salvation, prove how anointed we are, prove how appointed we are, prove how much I know the word. But guess what? Everything in our life is still drying up. Baby, if you want to prove something to somebody besides the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, you need to prove it to yourself. I declare and I decree that the body of Christ is going to begin to prove to themselves that they are financially stable, that they can make it, that they will walk upright. I pray in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ is going to begin to prove it to themselves as individual that the Lord is their light in their salvation. Whom shall they fear? Amen. So we begin to get onto this note of proving. Amen. Just prove. We got to prove something to prove something. Amen. And at the end of the day, the proveness, the trying to prove something to somebody turns into pride. It turns into anger. I don't want them to show. I've been trying to prove to people all my life that I've been blessed. I don't want them to know that I'm in need. Oh, y'all about to hear me up in here. I don't want them to know that I'm in need because I'm trying to prove where that comes from. I've been talking about it on yesterday. Let's go back to our childhood. Amen. You know that, you know, because so many kids is under peer pressure, and so many kids' parents are unfortunate to buy these name brands and stuff and different things like this. So now they got to prove their popularity. They got to prove that they're popular. I can fit in. Then they begin to go and fit in. Well, that's the same thing begins to happen in the kingdom of God. It's like we got to prove ourselves to somebody. Why are we proving ourselves to some? I don't need to show you how well I can pray. I don't need to show you how well God is doing within y'all, what God is doing within me. And guess what? The enemy done took that strategy. He took us trying to prove something, and we got to how well we do. And guess what? We begin to release different things out of our mouth that we should not be releasing. God is trying to bless us, but yet we got to tell the world. Now the world got to attack on us because not everybody, can we have a shout moment just for a second? Not everybody that is with you, patting you on your back, want to see you successful. Can I say that
Amen.
Again? My God,
Amen.
My God, my God. Not everybody that is patting you on the back want to see you heal, want to see you deliver, want to see you successful, want to see God is bringing things and doing a new thing in your life. Not everybody giving you an amen is want to walk, y'all better hear me, want to walk with you. But because of us trying to prove something, the enemy begins to start, begin to articulate. And this is the thing. The enemy begins to articulate before our minds was even before it began to be matured. So now we're in this place of proving ourselves and want to do this here. We got to do this. We got to tell everybody. Come on now. Y'all know how we do. Income tax come. The Lord don't bless me with a car. Baby, you still got payments. How you going to pay it next week if you don't got a job? Y'all about to hear me up under here. Y'all about to somebody hear me. Amen. Because why? I want to prove somebody that I'm blessed. I want to show somebody. And we begin to interpret blessing with the things, quality of things. Baby, let me tell you something. You could get all the quality of things. You could get all the fancies of things. But guess what? I know some rich people got it all. But guess what? They are so miserable. They are unhappy. They dealing with rejection.
Amen.
They dealing with depression. They cannot enjoy all these material things that they have. They cannot enjoy it. Y'all about to hear me. You about to hear
me.
They are not enjoying it because it's we begin to gather information of a blessing, and we begin to expound of this here, and we begin to hear, especially in church, the philosophy. Watch this. The content is correct, but the philosophy is all jacked up, and then making individual executions to be what? All jacked up, because we look at a blessing as if it's a blessing, but it's really a hustle. Y'all about to hear me. It's really a hustle.
Man.
Some of us are hustling. We are not being blessed. Being blessed, watch this, I'm going to catch you, let me help you with here. Being blessed is when I'm operating in the orders of God and I'm operating into the things of God, when I'm operating into the functions of God and I'm in God's divine alignment, the heavens are responding to the alignment and to the order that I'm operating in God, so God begins to release a blessings out of heaven. If I'm not operating in the order of God, if I'm not walking into the blessed, doing the blessed things of God, if I'm not being faithful, if I'm not in prayer, if I'm not spending time with God, how can I say God is blessing me if I'm not in alignment of the blessing? No, baby, you hustling. And because of a hustle, my God Almighty, that's why we are having sorrow. For the Bible says the blessings of the Lord get rich. Y'all about to hear me this morning. And add what? No sorrow. Now our functions begin to be wrong. Now, therefore, it brings forth wrong execution. Because why? Because we getting wrong information. We getting wrong information. I wish somebody would. If I have a car lot and I'm a saving, I feed my family with these cars. This is what I live in is buying cars. And here come your saved, sold out self. You want to come and lay hands on my car and telling me that God telling me to lay hands on this car and this car going to be mine. My God, so you mean to tell me God's going to help you to steal? This car costs money. This car costs $12,000, $15,000, $20,000. Where is your money to help me to buy this car? Because I'm doing work for the kingdom, and I support the kingdom this way. How? You see how the philosophy is. And now instead of the church individual, instead of our minds are being renewed, our minds going into a place of usury, but we call it a blessing. Our minds is coming into a place of stealing, but we call it a blessing. My God Almighty, I do believe, I am a firm believer of God will deal with credit stuff. God will deal with debt. But I don't believe that God is going to deal with some debt that we know and we caused on ourselves. We put it on ourselves. Some of us, and I truly believe that God's going to deal with debt that people was manipulated in, that people, my God, was manipulated into. They did not get the right blueprints, the right information. They got the wrong information. They was deceived. They was crooked, my God, at that time. And I believe that God's going to begin to dismantle. He's going to begin to erase things, eliminate things. But I got to talk from the other piece. Y'all about to hear me. You know you got people furniture in your house, and you're going to tell God going to walk away that debt, baby, that called stealing. Amen. You got something that belongs to somebody in your house, and you decide not to make the payments, and you want to go to a pillar to post and try to hide these folks up. Don't answer the door. Don't answer the phone call. My God, baby, that is called stealing. Amen. They don't call
Amen.
No blessing. That is called
Amen.
Stealing. But these are the frequencies, and these are the frequencies that been in our mind and begin to send messages to our what that we learned on yesterday, our motor cortex, to cause us to operate and to cause us to get into some movements and do different things that really is not of God. And the enemy just going around and having a ball, say, well, yeah, they got this car now, but giving them to by June or July, they're going to get a repo. Amen. Because why? We have not did what? We have not counted up the cost. We have not did not put different things in the Bible, what God told us to do. Why? It comes from a place from where, let's go back to our childhood. It comes to the place, our childhood, to where we desire. I desire to have this brand new. I'm tired. We don't roll in this pup-pup all our time. My mama had a pup-pup. They had a pup-pup. Now I have an opportunity to get something, and home my whole family could look at her and say, somebody in our family is doing good. Amen. These are the leading components that the enemy calls the individual to execute wrong. And these are the leading components that is especially in the body of Christ. And we begin to come with these philosophies and these terms, and we begin to come with different things other than putting the proper things in its proper order. And once we begin to operate in its proper order, because it's no shortcuts around this. It's no going around this or going back and forth. No, it's only one way in a straight direction. Somebody need to tell themselves, say, Pastor, I'm ready to be renewed in my mind. Let's deal with some broken vessels. Watch this. Watch this. In the book of Psalm, the 31st chapter and the 12th verse, it says, watch this, 31 and 12, it says, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken what? Vessel. So he said, I'm like a dead man out of my mind. I am like a broken vessel. Basically what he's saying, that the frequency or the, how can I explain this? Let me explain this as well. The vessels or these different areas that led information to the main part of the mind, the main part of the brain. So in other words, let's say like this here. You know the belt is on a car, a belt that is on a car, or a belt that is around your waist. A belt that is on a car, a belt that is around your waist. Let's look at it like this here. It's designed to do what? Keep things together. It's the design. That belt is designed on your car to keep things moving on that engine. It keep things moving. That belt is around your waist. It keep things together. Keeping your pants up. It keeping them nice and firm before it won't go below your belt. So once you cut that belt, or you cut that belt on your car, you cut that belt around your waist. My God, what's going to happen? Your pants are going to begin to fall down. It's not going to hold together. The belt on your car. Your car is not going to function right because it don't have the thing that it once had to help spin it. It's not going to spin correctly. Why? Because that is the avenue of the frequency what's holding it together. My God, for the information to get to the main part, for everything to function together. Amen. And that's what's happening to us in the body of Christ. The enemy is blocking our vessels. Y'all better hear me. Our vessels in the spirit. He is blocking the different things because we are, my God, the frequencies that should be coming into us, it's not coming to us properly because he using us to block the vessels, to block the main thing that is supplying the main area for what? For we can be blessed. Why he's doing it? For my people are been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If you begin to block a blood vessel in your brain, something can happen. What can happen? You can have a brain aneurysm. Amen. And your brain, a vessel could begin to burst in your brain. Amen. And you could begin to die. You could die from it. Amen. It could be very fatal. It could be very fatal. Well, David, that's the same thing as the enemy. The Bible says he comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And many of us don't take that philosophy as a physical kill and as a physical destroy. That's what the enemy want to look at us at. But he want to steal the information that is coming into you that going to take you to your next level. I feel the Holy Ghost shout right there. He want to steal that information that God is downloading into you. He want to steal different things that going to take you to your next place, different information. He want to steal that next new invention that God is putting in your mind because that is what to your millionaire status. Y'all better hear me. He want to kill your spirit for you don't have no more drive. He want to kill different things that came into your life that gave you encouragement, that gave you different things that keep you motivated, keep you going. Amen. He want to kill it. Then he come to you, he say, I want to destroy it because once I could destroy, my God, and cut
every signal that it is coming to the individual to cause them to be blessed. I will destroy their happiness. I will destroy their peace. They will always walk around with a chip on their shoulder. They'll always have a problem. They'll always have an issue because I'm coming off of their joy, their happiness, their peace. I'm here to destroy their finances. They won't be fed. They will not have finances no more to be free. I want to destroy them. But how many of you know that that diabolical devil, he is a liar? Because what God put together, who God done made, who God done blessed, no man cannot do anything about it. But we're going to need the information. Can I get an amen on that one there?
Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing that he's going to be able to do if we don't allow, if we don't let him to do. But things that he is doing because we don't understand and because we don't know. But I thank God in this time and season, in this dispensation period, that God is opening up the windows of heaven and he begins to pour us out a blessing that we don't have no room enough to receive. And many of us don't take that philosophy and begin to attack as if it's material things, as if it's a car, as if it's a house, as if where God blessed, and you can look at it through Genesis, through Revelation, my God Almighty, God blessed with instructions, he blessed with information, he began to pour out different things out of heaven for you can begin to come in alignment with, and as you begin to come in alignment with, you begin to go, you're going to begin to see the manifestation that is going to happen in your life. Book of Proverbs 21 and 27, it says, right, watch this, the sacrifice of the wicked, the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. Watch this, the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bring it with a wicked mind? How much more when he bring it with a wicked mind? So in other words, the Bible is saying that you got a wicked mind. The sacrifice of a wicked, in other words, the actions of a wicked individual is carrying it out, is what? Is an abomination. How much more with a person with a wicked mind? With a wicked mind. See, this is where the enemy wants us to stay on folks that talk about you, the folks that don't glide on you, folks that he wants you to get something in your heart and you have a wicked mind. And the enemy been leading a lot of people in prayer. You know what that word said? Touch not my prophet, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. The Bible tells me, bless my enemy. The Bible tells me that he's going to make them as my footstool. But you see how the wickedness comes in, and it comes in so cunningly. It comes in so slick. Do you think that or somebody, your hater, let's talk about your hater, because your hater got an opinion about you, because your hater got something to say about you. Well, there's something wrong with us if we're going to allow the haters to get in our head to make us feel some type of way. Baby, who are you? Who pay your bills? Who take care of you? Who feeds you? Who supply all your needs? Y'all better hear me this morning. Who do what they say they're going to do with you? And you're going to allow your haters, my God, to begin to have wickedness and evil in their mind. Amen. What the Bible says is above abomination. Amen. And that's the articulation that the enemy wants us on. That's the frequency he wants you on. That's why he constantly wants to bring a battle to you. He constantly wants you to bring a fight to him. Amen. I don't got time to be up there, want to sit and fight with him all the time. I'm too busy thinking about how blessed I am. I'm too busy thinking about how God I am, how blessed, how much in God that I am. I'm too busy thinking about if God don't turn around and bless me right now. If God don't did what he done did, he don't provide the way he don't provide it. I can't wait to going to happen this afternoon. I can't wait what's going to happen this evening. I can't wait what's going to happen a couple of weeks from now. If God is working right now and God is making a way for me right now, I can't wait to see what the master is getting ready to do. Y'all better hear me this morning. Pastor, you ain't in a church. You better stop it. My God, I can't wait to see what God is about to do. Can somebody give me a holler in the Holy Ghost, my God, this morning? Amen. Give me a holler this morning. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. Amen. I can't wait. You can't wait. My God, to order for us to dismantle, order for us to begin to rewire our brains, our thought process, for our mind to be renewed. In other words, our mind's going to be rewired. That old wiring, that how we used to operate with and articulate with, we cannot continue to work off the old frequencies. Y'all hear me? We cannot continue to work off the old wiring. So now our brains need to be rewired. Our minds need to be rewired. Y'all already heard that old saying, say, if you want something different, you got to begin to do something different. Y'all about to hear me? If you want the same old, you just keep doing what you're doing. Amen. So in other words, we already talking about renewing of the mind without having to using that type of vocabulary, but it still go back to renewing of the what? Of your mind. Because if you want something different, you got to do what? Do something different. So in order to do something different, you need what? You need different information for you could begin to what? Do something different. And once you begin to get the information inside of you, you're going to begin to do what? Do something different, think different, walk different, execute different. Y'all about to hear me? Execute different. Yeah. And once you begin to think different, walk different, execute different, everything around you, even as where people look at you, their perception of you, it's going to be different. That's why some of you already on that different road this morning. Let me encourage somebody this morning. Yeah, baby, you on that different road, because when they look at you and they tell you, you think you all that. You think you this and that because you don't got saved. Baby, you need to give up glory unto the Lord. You need to thank him. You don't need to have no attitude about it. You don't need to feel no type of way about it, because when I'm walking with the master and I'm truly walking with him, it should be something different about me. My confidence should be up. My mind should be up. Y'all better hear me. My shoulders should be straightened up. My walk should be a perfect walk. I should be standing. I should not be unmovable. So why in the world that I want to get mad at you because you say I think I'm all that because I'm walking with the Lord? You think you all that because you praying now. You better believe I'm all that, and because I'm all that in a bag of chips, my Father is all that is in heaven. And if you want some of these bag of chips, you might as well come on in. Like the old mother said, come on in my room. There is peace in my room. There is joy in my room. And when you come out of this room, you're going to feel all that. Why? Because all that is not a boastful thing that you got going on. All that is not a, y'all better hear me, all that it is, my God, I don't turn my burdens over to the Lord. What used to have me down, I'm not down no more. What used to have me worry, I'm not worrying no more, because my mind is being renewed in our Lord and Savior. What used to bother me, it don't bother me no more. What you used to say about me, I don't feel it no more. So it's no other, I don't have no other choice in this point in my life other than looking down at the ground, crying over spilled milk. I can lift my head, oh ye gates, y'all about to hear me this morning, and make a sound rich in heaven. Hallelujah. My God, what is that drum and keyboard at right there? I feel a praise break. My God, my God, my God. Baby, that's a compliment. We begin to take things. It's because of where we growed up, how we don't grow up, because our minds wasn't mature enough to perceive the good quality and perceive the good that comes out of somebody. You think you all that. You know how you do. You think you all that because you got your hair done. You know what happened when you was a child. You think you all that because y'all got some new clothes. My God, see, if our minds was mature enough, we'll be no telling, baby, I don't think I'm all that. I know I'm all that because I'm all that, and it's not because of these clothes. It's not because what I got. It's because there's something that is inside of me. Let me know. Regardless if I could go to Salvation Army, I still make that Salvation Army look like I just come out of Macy's. I just come out of y'all gotta hear me. I just got it from a designer, because it's not the clothes making me. It's me making the clothes. Can I tell somebody? It's not you. Y'all gotta hear me. It's not the blessings making you, is you making a blessing. Y'all better give a God a shout right now. air. I feel the Holy Ghost. I got to go. I got to go. Hallelujah. Because of the information and the way we're perceiving it, how, and right there, that deals with wiring of the brain, wiring of your mind, wiring your spirit, how it was wired. Yeah, say something, but yeah, that's fine. You think you're all that. You're right, baby. You're right. Because when I look around and I look for where I come from and look around in my life right now and see what God done did and see how God done healed me. Y'all wasn't there when God needed to heal my husband. You wasn't there when God needed to heal my wife. You wasn't there when God had to cover my children. And when I look around and I see what God's doing, baby, I understand that not only I'm not all, not only that I'm all that in a bag of chips. The God that I serve, he's all that in a bag of chips. And as long as I stay inside of him, I can't help but to be all that in a bag. Y'all better hear me. In a bag of chips. Amen. 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 I got to go. I got to go. I want to give you these. I want to give you these points. I want to give you these points. Amen. We already understand that one of our points, my God, we already understand that one of the parts of the brain, one of our parts of the brains, it is called the amygdala. We understand that deals with emotions, that deals with fear. We already articulated and we're already executing that we're going to begin to plead the blood over that area. No longer we should be fear. No longer we should walk in intimidating places. No longer you're going to begin to walk into intimidating places. You're intimidated about promotions. You're intimidated about being managers. You're intimidated about success. No longer you should be intimidated. That come from a place of your past. That come from a place of you being in poverty. You haven't lacked for so long to where you cannot come out of that comfort zone of lack and out of poverty and come into a blessed place. That just come from a place where you need to come out of and where you need to go into, and you're very unfamiliar with the place that you're going into. So we plead the blood over your amygdala. Y'all better hear me. And also it's got different functions, my God, dealing with the motor control, the motor, oh my God almighty, cortex. It got something, got different functions and different couple of the frequencies, and these functions is considered as frequencies. These areas are considered as frequencies. Y'all hear me. One of the frequency is called the parietal lobe. That's one of the frequencies. The other one, another frequency, is called the frontal lobe. And another frequency is called the temporal lobe. These are frequencies that is signals and sends different signals to the control, to the motor cortex. And it sends these frequencies to the motor cortex, amen, with the information. So the information gets sent from these areas, my God, and it calls the loop system. It calls the loop system. And it sends the frequencies from these areas to the motor cortex, my God, and sends frequencies there, and it calls forth movement. But if it sends the wrong signal, the motor cortex is not going to be able to get it to register, and it sends another frequency down the spinal cord, and it causes the movement, it's going to begin to miss the mark. I declare and I decree, and I'm going to dig into this tomorrow, that your frequencies will always deliver the information that biblical and what God said, correct information. You will never begin to have wrong information for your frequencies begin to send a signal in your mind, in your brain, and cause you to execute, cause your, my God, the motor control, my, the motor contact in your brain, in your body, in your spirit to operate and function another wrong way. You're going to execute, and you're going to execute with the mark on the head. And I declare and I decree, as you begin to go through a detox and also a purging, you begin to purge, you're going to begin to take apart these different wires and these different frequencies, and God's going to begin to put them back together one by one, right by right. And you're going to begin to walk into an area of success. Your prayer life going to be successful. Your worship going to be successful. Everything about you going to be successful. You ain't going to understand, my God almighty. You, somebody going to come and tell you and ask you, do you know about the devil? You're going to say, the devil who? Because all I know, once my mind been renewed, I know about God and what God is doing. I know about what God is up to. I know about I've been going through some things, but the things that what I was going through didn't have anything to do with the devil. It had something to do with God is trying to take me to another level. God is trying to deliver me from certain things. I don't know nothing what you're talking about. That's what Revelation talks about. The saints going to get together, and we're going to look at the devil and say, you mean to tell me I was scared of that? You mean to tell me I was running from that? You mean to tell me that I had a problem with that? Because I am trans. Because by that time, the saints are transformed into their new bodies. They got a new mind, new everything. So what you thought was big in your life on this earth, it becomes small. But can I tell you something right now?
Yeah.
When you don't step into God, you become a new creature, and you can begin to see that perception right now. What you think is big, it is small. In the name of Jesus, somebody need to tell themselves, slap their husband, slap their wife, slap yourself and say, I thank God that I'm finna get ready to step into my new. I love what my mom and them did, but I got the bill on top of it. I love what they did for me, and I thank them, but I got the bill on top of it, and I'm finna build in the right way. I'm no longer gonna build into the fame of man ideology. Then I get my stuff taken from me, and I blame it on the enemy. Because I know in my philosophy that I know. But I thank God for you all. My goodness. My goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm about ready to shout. I'm about ready to scream. But I need to get ready to go. My God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody has been delivered. I feel somebody is getting their breakthrough. I feel somebody this morning, y'all just give them a little minute. And I know, my God, you probably can't hear the individual, but I can feel them in the spirit. I can feel you in the spirit that you got your missing piece to your puzzle. You got the answer that God was trying to give you. Amen. I feel it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Get your deliverance. Get your deliverance. Because now, my God Almighty, the enemy been working on us for a long time. My God been already on the job, my God, for a long time. But guess what? I thank God for the light. And when we come into the light, God begin to show us different things that we was in the dark with. And I'm telling you right now, you need to tell somebody, like the songwriter said, that I am coming out, and I am already out. I don't have to worry about going to Sunday morning service again and going up on the hope in the woods and just coming in something out of repetition. When I say I'm coming out for real, because God give me a new philosophy. He's given me a new articulation. He's given me a new execution, and therefore I am coming out. My home finna be blessed. I'm finna be wealthy. I'm finna be happy. I'm not gonna have burdens. I'm not gonna be in stress. I'm gonna be into the thing and the vein of God. How many of you could say this morning that my life is a blessed life according to what the word of God says about me? I got to go. God bless you all. My God, A.M. Filmer, see you tonight at 7 o'clock with our very own Mother Helen. God bless all of you.